The Gemara says, "Salkut Daitachim Min Chayim." What I thought to say that Kizochulu Rachmona LiYisrael Tiyistluhu Lishcha. That when did the Torah say that you're allowed to use the Melech for your own private kabonis from Mishal Tzibor? That's only Yisrael. Why? Because he has a Lishcha. Rashi says that means Kloimar Shein Nostim Ashkolim BeLishcha. Because they give the Shkolim into the Lishcha. So since it's kind of like they pay for the Melech, therefore the Torah gives them a right to use the Melech of the Kochim for their Kabonis. But I would have thought to say, Lekahanim, but to the Kahanim, the last Lulishko, they don't have any Chiv to give the Masa Shekel according to Ben Bukhari. They're not Mechiv to give it. If so, maybe Lezochul Rachmona, maybe the Torah did not give a right for the Kahanim to use the salt. So Kamashmron, that's the Chiddush, that even though the Kahanim have no Chiv to pay the Shkolim, they have no chiv to pay for the melech, still when it comes to use their kabonis, they're allowed to salt their kabonis with the melech from Kochim. Now the Gemara says, V'yetzen divshita lei, letana, the mishal tzibor, that's it so posh as the tana before, that all the yetzen, the wood that's brought for your kabonis, comes mishal tzibor, and the bailum of the korban does not have to bring his own wood. For the Gemara, how do we know this from? How do you know it's so simple? The tanya, because we learn like this, yoch, I would have thought to say, if somebody says he has a chiv to bring korban oilo, I would have thought to say yavoi eitzim mitech beisai. Maybe he should bring wood from his own house. He should bring wood by private wood for the korban. Kederach she maybe nisochim mitech beisai. The same way when he has to bring the nisochim the yain, he brings it from his own house. So maybe eitzim also you have to bring your own private eitzim. This is what says Talmud Lemino. The pasuk says alu eitzim asher alu eish. Hashem al mizbeach says the wood that's on top of the fire is on top of the mizbeach. So the vidashin like this, ma mizbeach mishel tzibur, just like the mizbeach, you don't have to make your own private mizbeach. You use the mizbeach shel tzibur. So I tell you, eitzim also v'yesh mishel tzibur. Who are in the eitzim, the wood and the fire, also comes mishel tzibur. Divrei Reb Elezer, Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Reb Elezer, Rabbi Shimon. Now Reb Elezer ben Shmuel Eimer, Reb Elezer ben Shmuel says though like this. Ma mizbeach shloi nishtamish by hedjit, just like mizbeach shloi nishtamish by hedjit, hedjit did not touch it, did not make it. Is af eitzim the same thing, the wood, v'yesh shloi nishtamish by hedjit, has to be wood or fire that was not made by a hedjit, meaning it started out to be from hegdish. So that's how you know eitzim comes mishal hegdish, and not that you bring it from your own. Versus my benai, what's the difference between the two of them? The difference would be charati, if you have new wood that was not used yet by a person, by chulin. Says so, that'll be nafkumina, shadayim lo nishtamash ben aroni, he didn't use it yet. So that'll be chap nafkumina, could use this for kochim, not privately new wood. So Mora says, v'atika loy, is it true what you're saying that old wood he cannot use for burning on a mizbeach? I will see it says a pasuk in Shmuel, v'ayoyim aroin el David, aroin is at the David. Yikach v'yal adon yemelech hatoy b'yenov, go take the good in your eyes, rei ha-boka leilo, use the boka for korban eilo, v'amorigin okli ha-boka le'etzim, and use these kelim to be wood for to burn on the mizbeach. So chorisi, you're allowed to use kelim, even kelim, wood, that was used already for chulin, still you're allowed to use it now on the mizbeach. Tomorrow says, no, here we're talking about new kelim that was never used yet. And so, my marigim, what is the word, what does marigim mean? So, marula, mitar shel tarbol. It means this type of a bed of a tarbol. Now, the Gemara asks the question, my mitar shel tarbol, what is that? Or may have Yehuda, ease of the kukasa. It's an ease of the kukasa, so Rashi says, eiz shel barzel, nois nolav lachmidoi. That's what they put, like a metal goat, they put on top of it to hold it down. The Gemara said the doshu b'dishtoi that he uses like this metal, the big piece of metal looks like a goat that has hooks on it. They use it to thresh with it. So that's what we're talking about. But it could be mariga means a new one that was not used yet. Omer Rabbi Yosef Micro, where's the pasuk for this? But it says hine samtich lemarig choritz chodesh b'apapiyos etzodesh horim. So mashmul lemarig means something that you use sharp to thresh with. That's the pasuk that he made something with the marig, has sharp teeth on it, that you could thresh the mountains with it. So kids, it's no proof. It could be here this wood was charati, new wood that was not used yet by Bnei Yodam, therefore it's fit for the Mizbeach. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Nisarev kumtso
the kaimitz chavareto. Let's say the kmitza from one mincha got mixed up with the kmitza from another mincha. Or else the minchas kahanim. Let's say the kmitza from one mincha got mixed up with bechlal a minchas kain, that the whole thing is burnt. Or else the minchas kain hamashiach got mixed up with the mincha from a kain godol, that also is kula kolo, the whole thing is burnt. Minchas kain godol means the minchas chavitim that kain godol brings every day. Or else the minchas nesachim. Mincha nesachim means the mincha comes with a korbim. And all these menachas are kulai, the whole thing is burnt. So loch risk shera, that all you have to do is just burn it all on top of the mizbeach, and it's all kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, the minchas kohen ha-mashiach, if it's a kohen gadol's mincha, that he brings every day, the minchas kavitim, or minchas nesachim psula. Over here, if your kmitza fell into one of these two, it's psula. Why is your kmitza posel? Shezu bli losa ova. A regular mincha that you made a kmitza from, it's ova, means a stick. Meaning that you only put one lug of shemen in a regular mincha, minchas nadova, and the zubri losaraka. Here a minchas, kain mashiach, a minchas tasachin, you used to put three lugum of shemen into the mincha. Therefore it's very raka. And therefore it's like one is mevatel the other one, like we'll see in the Gemara. And therefore, vehein boilei zu mizu, one absorbs from the other one. Therefore the shemen from the mincha comes into the other mincha, and it becomes bottle there. Therefore the mincha is tzula. The other Gemara says, Tanan Hosam, we learned the Gemara in Zvochim, Gemara in Chulin, Dam, Shenesarav b'mayim, if blood of kochim got mixed up with water. So it depends. Im yesh b'maris dam, if this water still has the color of blood to it, kosher, still kosher for Zerika, it's not bottled the shame dam. What's going to be Nesarav b'yayim? Let's say the dam kochim got mixed up with wine, so you can't tell by the color, it both looks red. So here, Royal Noise, we have to check it out. Kilu Umayim, we have to look as if it's water. As if this Yayin is water. And if it would still look like a dam, then it's still kosher. Nisar Badam Behema, I Badam Chaya. Let's say the Dam Kochim got mixed up with the regular Dam Chum, or Dam of a Chaya. Is again, Royal Noise, Kilu Umayim, we have to look as if this blood now is water. And again, if this regular Dam would still have a color of blood there, then it's kosher. We have Yehudu Aymeno, Ein Dam of Ata Dam. Even if a little bit of dam kochim falls into dam behema, even though if it would have been water, it would not be nikkaret siyah, it's blood, still it's not bottle, because ain dam avata dam, it's like min b'minoi, it's not avata one the other. It's still called, you have dam kochim here, if you make a zrika with this, you yotza the carbon. Omer Reb Yechon Erkenen says, u'shnei mikrechadosho, both Reb Yudin and the Tanakama, that's the shal is dam avata dam, both are dashed in the same posik. The pasuk says, by Kohen Gadol, by Yom Kippur, for lo kach midam ha-paro midam ha-soyer, the Kohen Gadol had to take the dam of the paro and the dam ha-soyer, mix it together. Now, hadav you do, everybody knows, she'dom yishol paro merubim midam yishol soyer, that a paro, a big bull, has much more dam than a simple soyer, a simple goat. So, still, it's not bottle. So, that's the right of Yudah, ain't dam avato dam.